Raynar motioned at the two creatures. First the brutish-looking man-beast, then the luminous bird-woman.
They seem to be changing from one form to another, he said. Are they the same beings?
Do you think the ones are made of crude matter? The ones are beings of the Force. The ones take any form they desire.
As Raynar considered this, and whether that meant the daughter or another figure might be Abeloth, Tekli stepped forward. She pointed at the pool in the grotto.
Does that remind you of anything?
It's the pool of knowledge that Master Skywalker described in his report,
Raynar said. Lobaka pointed at the previous scene and moaned the opinion that it matched the description of the font of power that Master Skywalker and Ben had visited on Abeloth's home planet.
It does.
Raynar turned back to the root and asked,
What are these three beings? Celestials?
The root shivered her antennae.
Celestials are in the Force. The ones are what Celestials become.
Become?
Raynar asked. He thought back to the scene that showed the ones coalescing out of the font of power.
When they emerge from the Force, you mean?
The Force is all around us, in us. The Force is us. How can a being emerge from what she is?
Raynar fell silent, allowing C-3PO to catch up with the translation while he tried to puzzle through Tharoot's bewildering explanation. He felt sure that she was telling him what she believed to be the truth, but it was impossible to know how accurate those beliefs were. A Killick memory could come from any number of sources. Their own experience, something that once happened to a joiner, even a holodrama enjoyed by someone before becoming a member of the Hive. It was all the same to the Killick Hive mind. In time, the Hive's collective memory became a random jumble of recollections, with fact and fiction and myth all intermingled in a single unreliable truth. Raynar pointed at the first panel in the series, the one that showed the trio coalescing out of the vapors above the geyser.
This is how the ones first arrived?
That is how they became, yes. That is precisely how we remember it.
Well aware that the Killick's precise memory could be nothing more than some species creation myth, Raynar groaned.
We are sorry. We do not know how to explain the Celestials any better. They are beyond the understanding of mortals.
There's no need to apologize, Raynar said. But we have seen enough about the Celestials for now. Take us to the panel showing the history of Abeloth.
But this is the history of Abeloth. Her story is long and complicated. You will see.